Events are being held across the country to mark Reconciliation Week and celebrate First Nations history and culture. But it's also a time when some prominent Indigenous leaders are speaking out about entrenched problems in Australia and a lack of government action. So what exactly is Reconciliation Week? Well, it starts every year on the 27th of May and runs to the 3rd of June. Those dates were chosen because they mark two massive milestones. The first is the 1967 referendum.
Australia recorded a yes vote of nearly 91%.
That's when Australians overwhelmingly voted to change the Constitution. Before this, the Constitution did not officially recognise Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people as part of the population. They were not counted on the census. The Constitution also dictated that the Commonwealth could make laws for everyone except Aboriginal people, meaning states were able to create their own policies for Indigenous people, including enforcing rules that made it legal to dispossess and oppress First Nations people. The second date, June 3, recognises the Mabo decision.
The High Court has recognised there were people here and their descendants have rights.
Australia's first recognition of native title back in 1992. The day before Reconciliation Week, May 26th, is National Sorry Day, a day to reflect on the lasting effects of the stolen generations. Not-for-profit organisation Reconciliation Australia guides the week. This year, the theme is All In, a call for Australians to commit every day to reconciliation. Reconciliation Australia says the theme makes clear that advancing Indigenous people's rights isn't a passive activity, and non-Indigenous people should also take action. Now, this year also marks 9 years since the Uluru Statement from the Heart, which called for an Indigenous voice to Parliament to be enshrined in the Constitution and a commission to oversee agreement making between First Nations people and governments and truth telling about Australia's history. The government committed to the Statement from the Heart, but the 2023 voice referendum to change the Constitution did not pass. Many Indigenous leaders are still calling for the government to take action on its commitment, like Travis Lovett, the Executive Director of the University of Melbourne Centre for Truth-Telling and Dialogue.
And since the failed voice referendum, First Peoples haven't been on the agenda.
He and thousands of others have joined a national walk for truth, walking thousands of Ks from Melbourne to Canberra to ask the PM to establish a national truth-telling process.
We've always, and our elders, have always called for healing in this country and the ability to move forward. But it needs to be based on the truth.
Mick Dodson is the co-author of the landmark Bringing Them Home report from 30 years ago, which laid out the effects of the stolen generations and made a string of recommendations towards reconciliation. Speaking on Sorry Day, Professor Dodson slammed the government, saying its response to the report has been a total failure.
And we are destined at the same food. Forget history and repeat our historical mistakes.
He's pointed to the high rate of Indigenous kids in detention centres in the NT as a key marker that Australia has a long way to go to achieve reconciliation. 2026 also marks the 30th year since Reconciliation Week was officially established in 1996.